pressure is building on the Attorney General, George Brandis, following that bombshell resignation from the Solicitor General, Justin Gleeson, yesterday. Justin Gleeson has taken this unprecedented action in claiming the relationship between the country's two top law officers had become, quote, irretrievably broken. The pair were involved in an acrimonious dispute over moves by the Attorney General to restrict access to the Solicitor General, restrict access even to the Prime Minister, the Governor General. Anybody would have to route their request for an opinion from the Solicitor General via the Attorney General. Well, the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, joins us in our Melbourne studios. Mark Dreyfus, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Justice Gleeson says he's resigned to bring about, quote, some resolution to the impasse. George Brandis said that in the circumstances this was, quote, the proper course of action. He's right, isn't he? This clear lack of trust and confidence between these two means it couldn't go on.
The wrong person's gone. The circumstances that George Brandis mentioned in his media release were entirely created by him. He's behaved dishonourably, disgracefully. And I've got no doubt that if Malcolm Turnbull had any strength, if he was able to lead at all, instead of just floundering around, George Brandis would already have gone. He misled the parliament, not once, but several times. And Malcolm Turnbull himself said, from when he was in opposition, that the penalty for misleading the parliament, it's a serious offence, he said the penalty is to resign or be sacked.
Yeah, and your problem is you haven't been able to prove the misleading. I mean, it is very likely that the Senate will disallow the direction that began all this, but these two people have different versions of events and, no one can prove the other wrong, really.
On the contrary, this is a matter of fact that George Brandis misled the Senate. It's not a matter of opinion, it's a matter of fact. He claimed in a formal document accompanying this legal services direction, which we are going to seek to have disallowed, he claimed to have misled Justin Gleeson, the Solicitor General. The Solicitor General, we now know,
To have consulted him.
Immediately wrote to the Attorney General saying, you didn't consult me. Now, this is not a matter of opinion. And to say that you had a meeting at which you didn't tell the person that you say you now consulted with anything about what you're proposing to do is just a nonsense. And it's just not a matter of opinion, Fran. George Brandis should hang his head in shame for the way in which he's trying to lie his way out of the misleading of Parliament.
Okay.
And we could go on to the other misleading of Parliament, which is on a very important matter where he simply misrepresented the advice of the Solicitor General about the Citizenship Bill. Now, again, utterly clear that he misled Parliament and he's trying to pretend that he didn't. And both of these and all of the times in which he's repeated this misleading are reasons for him to be sacked.
So we've landed at this place where the Solicitor General felt he had no option other than resign. Do you feel any responsibility for this? I quote to you what Arthur Zinnedinus, frontbencher, pointed out on Q&A last night. He said, people were forced into positions which made a potential reconciliation more difficult. It's a bit like a marriage where it ends up being played out on the front page of the paper and it's much harder for people to retreat from certain positions. Now, you tried to turn this into a political crisis for the government. Have you played a part in Justin Gleeson's resignation?
Not at all. The circumstances were entirely created by George Brandis. He had it within his power. As soon as Justin Gleeson wrote to him in mid-May to turn this around and to say, well, actually, if you think you weren't misled, I'll withdraw that direction and I'll now consult you. If you think you weren't consulted. And this is symptomatic of everything about George Brandis's Attorney Generalship. How many more disasters do Australians have to endure before Malcolm Turnbull sacks this appalling Attorney General?
Just to go back,
everything he touches turns to ashes. It's extraordinary. Malcolm Turnbull had a choice here between keeping one of Australia's finest legal minds and George Brandis, and he chose George Brandis.
Just to go back to your and Labor's role in this, the government's resolve on this issue was hardened when it learnt during a Senate inquiry 11 days ago that Justin Gleeson spoke to you during the election caretaker period because you rang him to discuss the Attorney General's direction limiting his advice giving. Why did you call a Solicitor General during the election campaign? Did it occur to you that might be improper?
In no sense was this improper. Justin Gleeson didn't think it was improper. The only people who think this is improper are those cronies of George Brandis in the Senate, and Senator Ian Macdonald and Senator Barry O'Sullivan, who remorselessly, rudely and boorishly attacked Justin Gleeson when he gave evidence, as they've done to other witnesses, there can be nothing wrong with a member of parliament during the election campaign, and a campaign which we had high hopes of winning, ringing the Solicitor General to inquire two things. Were you consulted? Bear in mind, George Brandis, in a formal document, has told the Senate that he did consult with Justin Gleeson. So that's a factual question. And I asked Justin Gleeson, were you consulted? He said no. And I asked him, did he support the making of this legal services direction in terms of the effect on his job? And he said no. So that's something for me to store away and think, if we win the election and I become Attorney General, I will definitely be getting rid of this legal services
direction. Okay, so if there was nothing wrong with you during an election campaign in caretaker mode seeking those answers from the Solicitor General, was there something wrong that the Solicitor General didn't alert the Attorney General about that phone call? Because the first George Brandis knew of your conversation with Justin Gleeson was when the Solicitor General told the Senate inquiry 11 years ago. So the government says this was concealed.
These are two simple factual questions, and it's got nothing to do with caretaker. I talk to senior public servants quite frequently, and it's entirely appropriate that members of parliament, and indeed anyone in the Australian community, be able to speak to senior public servants or any public servants. Last time I looked, Fran, we were not running some kind of police state where ministers are not allowed to be criticised, where senior public servants are not allowed to talk to anyone without getting permission from George Brandis. I mean, that's what's at the heart of this problem in the first place. George Brandis imposed a requirement for his written consent before Justin Gleeson could give advice to the Prime Minister. You've only got to state it to see how ridiculous it is. It's another major error by George Brandis, who is lying to the Parliament, has made another major error in the administration of his portfolio, and he's got to go.
Let me ask you this briefly and finally. Why do you believe George Brandis, the Attorney General, made that direction, that legally binding direction, to limit who the Solicitor General can give advice to without permission first?
It's a grab for power, pure and simple. He can't bear the idea that anyone would be giving advice that he didn't approve of. He wants to control the advice. He doesn't have the slightest idea what an independent legal opinion looks like. And we see the same thing in the attack on Paul Grimes by the Deputy Prime Minister, forcing him out of his office as Secretary of the Department of Agriculture. We see the same thing in the attack that George Brandis has repeatedly made on the President of the Human Rights Commission. This is a government that can't bear criticism, that attacks everybody who dares to speak the truth to it, and then turns around and says to anyone who raises this, like me, you're politicising this matter.
Okay. Mark Dreyfus, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Mark Dreyfus is the Shadow Attorney General.